It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Renee Montaine is in Afghanistan. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. North Korea says it has carried out its first nuclear weapons test. It's described as an underground explosion. Several nations, including the United States, have reported seismic activity consistent with the detonation of a small nuclear device. While not confirming that a test took place, the White House said a North Korean nuclear test would constitute a provocative act. And it called on the UN Security Council to take immediate action. We begin our coverage with NPR's Mike Schuster, who has tracked North Korea's nuclear program for years. And Mike, what did these announcements and seismic readings tell you about what happened?
Well, first, the test was detected near the city of Kilju, which is in a mountainous region in northeast North Korea. And this is a place that's been under American satellite surveillance since 2002, when the U.S. saw unusual digging there. They were digging both vertical shafts into the ground and horizontal shafts into the side of a mountain. South Korean intelligence has also been watching this site. And just in the past 2 months, U.S. intelligence detected an increase in activities there. So U.S. intelligence seems to have gotten it right by focusing on this place. The nuclear test occurred there just after 11:30 a.m. in the morning, local time in North Korea. North Korea gave the Chinese government a warning shortly before the detonation. China immediately passed that along to the U.S. Through the American embassy in Beijing. President Bush was informed about a half an hour before the test took place. The level of seismic activity, according to experts, suggests it may have been quite a small nuclear device, less than 1 kiloton. By contrast, the bomb that destroyed Hiroshima at the end of World War II had a yield of about 20 kilotons.
I should mention, Mike, that you referred to it as a nuclear test. The United States is being a little more cautious and saying we've seen this seismic activity and we know they've claimed there's a nuclear test. Is there reason at this hour to doubt?
I think that the U.S. government and other governments are being especially careful because they don't have the actual scientific, all the data in that would confirm a test. But it has certainly it has all the earmarks of a nuclear test.
Now, what is North Korea saying about this test?
North Korea issued a statement through its government news agency claiming it had carried out a successful nuclear test underground. The statement called it a great leap forward, pleasing the Korean People's Army as well as the people of North Korea, who it said have been seeking a powerful, self-reliant defense capability. North Korea claimed there was no danger of the release of radioactivity. The statement hailed the indigenous wisdom and technology of North Korea and said the test will contribute to defending peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula.
Now, what is not known about this test?
Well, first, experts will want to know precisely how big the explosion was. If it was indeed just half a kiloton, this is a very small weapon. It's assumed that this was a plutonium weapon. North Korea has been producing plutonium for many years now, and it's believed to have enough plutonium for 6 to 12 nuclear weapons, but that has to be confirmed. The plutonium bomb the U.S. dropped over Nagasaki was 21 kilotons. So the question naturally arises, did the North Koreans intend to detonate such a small weapon? Or could it have fizzled, in effect, being an unsuccessful explosion? Sometimes nuclear weapons go off, but they don't go off to their full yield. They're considered a fizzle. That might have happened. The U.S., Japan, and other nations will also be looking for scientific evidence gathered by aircraft and other means that radioactivity might have escaped from the test site. And if it did, that will provide additional information on the nature of the bomb. This was, by the way, the first nuclear test since the Indian and Pakistani tests in 1998. Each of those nations tested several bombs nearly at once, so there could be more tests from North Korea. We're just not sure.
So you've got this possibility of more tests. You've also got reaction coming in from around the world. We're going to hear more about that in a moment. What else happens now?
Well, the UN Security Council is bound to convene on this today. The White House spokesman said that the U.S. wants it to convene. The United States will certainly want to bring up the issue of economic sanctions, and that'll put a lot of pressure on China because China has the long border with North Korea, and it's been almost the sole provider of fuel and food. So what China does and then what the United States does as a result is the key to watch.
Well, let's find out about that. NPR's Mike Schuster, thanks very much.
You're welcome.